broadcasting from the Honda North Studios. Wintertime is back. Seems like a good time to mention that the Honda Pilot was recently named the overall winner of the Cars.com 3-Row SUV Challenge. So, if you're looking for a car that can conquer winter and keep your entire family comfortable too, the Honda Pilot's got you covered. Come test drive one during the trade-in, trade-up sales event going on now at Honda North. WLER. Butler Cranberry. The Rock Station. 97.7. The Grassroots Show. Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on the Rock Station 97.7.
We welcome you to listen to some local music here tonight on the Rock Station 97.7. It is our weekly grassroots show. I'm Bob Cupp, joined by Utah Burgess from Shady Lady Productions and Shady Lady Studio, Shady Lady Records, anything Shady Lady, Utah is it. Good evening.
Hey, how are you doing, Bob?
I'm good. Glad we've all gathered here because we don't give a beep about the Super Bowl or whatever that thing is. So I'm glad you've joined us for some great music. We got a killer show tonight, and it's going to be a little hard-hitting here tonight. We will warn you promptly. We're going to have some great music here tonight and visit with Mr. Mike Pallone, who is the lead guitarist extraordinaire of the band Skell. And they'll talk about their new EP and the Heartbreakers Ball that's coming up as the Rock Done Right tour stop in February.
Yeah, what that warning Bob just gave you really means is to turn it up. Turn it up now.
That's right. Wake the neighbors because they probably went to bed because it's the Super Bowl. So good to have you on board here tonight. We're brought to you in part by the Meat Locker Recording Studio here in Butler, and we get to hear a lot of great music coming out of there, and your music could be coming out of there as well. So why don't you give Jim Harpell a call and stop by the Meat Locker Recording Studio. They're located down in the Brady Street area of town. Jim has a remodeling business. And in the back end of what used to be literally a meat market is a basically meat cooler. And that's where the name comes from.
Yeah, and I'd like to give Jim a shout out. He came out to the Southern Fried Rocks show and supported along with some other musicians. Vit stopped out and Brad was out there and Wojo was out there. So greatly appreciate the support of the musicians as well as all the fans.
Yeah, the first Shady Lady show of 2018. It was the Southern Fried Rock show, and what a great night of music, man. Some people brought the A-games. It was great to hear some new material from the Highland Brothers Band who were out, and, you know, they have been playing a whole lot, so it was good to see them back in form.
Yeah, and they slipped us an advanced copy of their new CD, which was going to sneak some of that in tonight, but we decided to go heavy, so we'll have to push that to next week. But, yeah, they have a brand new disc they're getting ready to drop. Can't wait.
Yeah, anxious to hear it, no doubt about it. Well, and it's a little heavier than the traditional Highland Brothers Band and Indecision has been.
Yeah, I agree, yeah. It's got some thunder to it.
It does, yeah. Well, it helps when they got a new drummer, too, back there. It's pretty good, Mr. Andrew Willison.
Well, you know, what's funny is going way back a ways, and it may have even been a Heartbreakers Ball show, he was in a band called Tragedy in Black that I had out there at Peter B's. And all these years later, the connections are made, and now he's in the Highland Brothers Band. But, of course, he brings that energy and skill set behind the kit with him to the Highland Brothers Band, and it's certainly changed the sound. Plus, they went all electric as well.
Yeah, so. So, and of course, great sets by East Coast Turnaround. Doppler Effect kicked it off is in grand fashion, sounding as great as ever.
Speaking of Doppler Effect, 20 years of Doppler Effect, and they're thinking of maybe re-releasing everything they ever put out and throwing some new material on that. So
awesome.
I hope that happens, and maybe we can be a part of that too.
Oh, very cool. Of course, the Mo Nelson Band was there, and the Shiners capped it off with just another tremendous set. Tell you, you know, you enjoy watching Taco Evans play the guitar, and, you know, unfortunately they've had to find another bass player now because Pete retired. But Taco can play a pretty mean bass too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So that was a great show. Thanks to everybody that come out and supports local music. It was great to see. There was a lot going on that night. Of course, a Rock Done Right tour stopped down in Leechburg. Mr. T.J. Klisavage was one of our guest hosts a couple of weeks ago, and understand that they had a great turnout, especially with regard to the fundraising. They were the band Geeks for Autism Speaks, and they raised triple the amount that they did the year before for the first annual.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I've seen some video of it. It looks like everybody had a great time. All-star lineup they had there, if you recall, TJ announcing all of the musicians that were a part of that, just basically, you know, AK Valley All-Stars. But yeah, hats off to TJ for another successful year, and hope he continues.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, there was a lot going on that weekend. You had, I think, three different musical benefits going on, and of course our sister station here had a wine festival going on, so it was a very busy weekend and people were pretty spread around, but it was great to see people out and about supporting the causes over the weekend.
Supporting local music.
Absolutely. And we're going to get into it here, and well, and want to thank Mr. John Bento as well. He invited us down to his annual Musicians Christmas Party this past weekend. Still had his Christmas tree up. That was good to see. See, I'm a fan of December, January should be Christmas, not September to frickin' November. But anyway, that's another soapbox that I can get on.
Holiday music playing as well. But yeah, the whole crew was there, including Lee, Matt, and Marty. Got to give them a shout-out also, because the Matt Productions is really bringing it. They're super busy. They're doing a lot of stuff, and recommend if you need sound or lights that you reach out and contact them.
Absolutely, Lamatt Productions. While they did the sound for the Southern Fried Rock Show, it was killer sound. I know they're doing your Heartbreakers Ball, too, and they're going to be very busy doing a number of events. As a matter of fact, John was telling us, and we're going to have to get John on the air here to help promote that, but he's got a bunch of different things going on, including a location down on Route 8 south of Butler, down in the Gibsonia area, William Flynn Highway. It's the 4900 block. Basically right across from the Allison Park Home Depot, a location what he's calling Steamworks Creative. And he's been doing a lot of different things there. You've heard on the concert calendar, TJ Klesavage on Mondays is doing a comedy night, and he's doing acoustic open houses and has had a lot of great performers down there. I know Jimmy McCullough, J-Mac's been doing some stuff down there with John as well.
Yeah, and so is Mary Lou Schroeder. I think she's going to be hosting a like an open mic singer-songwriter type night. She talked to me a little bit about it at JV's, and we'll have to get her on and maybe talk more about that also. So.
Yeah. It's a BYOB thing. It's not a bar. It's just a place. It's kind of almost, if you could resemble something like a coffee house kind of thing.
Place to gather.
That's it. And you can bring your beer and wine and 21 and over. And there's no cover for a lot of these things, too. I mean, they just tips will be accepted, but come down and check it out. You can go to steamworkscreative.com for more information on that. And also, Sunday, April 15th, you might want to circle the calendar and get a ticket, because these are going to go real quick. They're going to remember Ronnie Beidle, the original drummer of the Needs Hotel Band, of course. Was one of the key reasons Wild Cherry did play that funky music. And they're going to remember Ron. He recently passed away. Sunday, April 15th, that'll be down at Jurgles, 2 to 7 p.m. Might want to check into that and get yourself a ticket. I would imagine there's going to be a pretty impressive night of musicianship on display. And we'll have to have John in to kind of talk a little bit further about that, because there's some really neat stories about the band Wild Cherry and some local musicians around here. I'm not going to let the cat out of the bag, but we'll have to hear that story.
I'll tell you what, I got to hang out with with Ed and Freddie at JV's, and the stories stories that, oh man, Ed and Fred, I was howling. I had tears rolling down my cheeks. Fun stuff.
Good stuff. Hey, Mike Pallone from Skell is coming up next here. We're going to visit with him, but let's kick off the music here tonight. And going to play you another cut from the new Plenty Heavy CD that was just released, actually last month now, a few weeks back. This is the band starring Greg Mara. Mike Hansen's part of it. He's a longtime drummer in the band Hurricane, and they put this together out in California. But it's really cool stuff, and neat to have a Western Pennsylvania connection to this because of Greg growing up in this area. This is a song I played when we debuted the CD, when it was released, the weekend of. I played this song on our Rock Fabrique show. Really, really dig this song. It's kind of got a King's X feel, and if anybody's heard me talk at all, I love King's X. It's got that kind of a vibe to it. It's called Staring at the Sun. We'll do Plenty Heavy.
All right, and we'll follow that up with something new we got from Rule of Two, and that's a new single they've dropped called Psych Ward Queen. We'll be right back.
touch of his. The things you love become the things you hate to show your demons, but angels run the game until it's time to fly.
Meat Locker Recording Studio in Butler is the area's number one recording studio. When you work with the engineers at the Meat Locker, your next song, album, EP, or demo will be of the best quality anywhere. Use their great-sounding live room, vocal booth, and new 24x24 drum room. They'll mix it together with the industry-leading program Pro Tools. Plus, if you need musicians, they have the talent you need. The Meat Locker Recording Studio. With your talent, they'll make your music rock. Call 724-283-4529 or visit meatlockerrecording.com. Where can you go, have really great homemade food, meet some friends, stay and rock with the tunes of live bands and hang out? The Rocks. You've known it as Rock and Haven, Greenwood Drive in Butler. Family owned and operated with terrific food, great brewskis, and the staff? All out friendly with a knack of knowing just what you want when you walk in. It's a great neighborhood tavern with great food and live bands on Saturdays. The Rocks. Rock and Haven. It rocks.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
We're back on the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station, 97.7. In this segment, brought to you by our friends down at the Rainbow Inn in Freeport, home of the Man Can Special. Invite you to stop on by. They are open, Monday through Saturday?
That's correct.
And they'll treat you good, just like they treat us good, have for every show that we have had in existence on this particular show we call Grassroots.
First and longest running sponsor, so please give them your support.
That's right. Well, we're going to talk to one of the bands that are going to be part of our second stop on the Rock Done Right tour, and that's out at Rockin' Red Barn, Peter B's, Shady Lady Productions' annual Heartbreakers Ball. And this is the one that you either need to bring your seat belts for your chair that you'll be sitting in if you are sitting, or if you're standing, crash helmets are required for this particular show because it's going to be a headbanging time. And we're going to talk to one of the members of the band, Skell, Mike Pallone, guitarist, is with us. And Mike, we'll let you take the intro over.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, Utah. How's everybody doing out there in Radio Land? I want to start this Monday morning off with a big middle finger to the New England Patriots, our Steeler fans who got robbed on that bad call. I surely hope that there is a Pennsylvania Super Bowl champion this world, and then my world will be a little more right. Now we can continue with the interview.
All righty. I love it, Mike. Good stuff. Well, we'll know in a couple of hours from now after this show airs, I would guess. But, yeah, it's tough as a Steeler fan here in Western Pennsylvania. We've been having this long, drawn-out conversation this week about, you know, we have a distaste for Philadelphia. But then you look at it and go, well, it's Pennsylvania, so they're one of us, sort of, I guess. It's tough to buy into that.
The enemy of my enemy is my friend.
I like it. I feel a lot better now. Go Eagles.
Hey, absolutely.
Well, they were Steagles at one time, so, you know.
This is back. True.
Yeah, so. Mike, it's great to have you here. I tell you what, before we get in too deep here, and we're going to be playing some of your music from the most recent EP, but... Man, Everything's Fine. That is a song that captured us the moment we played it. Love hearing you guys do it live. And that's just some incredibly well-written stuff.
Grassy nominee last year.
Yeah. So.
Well, I'm glad you guys like it and, you know, find some quality in that. I will tell you, some songs come together easy. Some songs are difficult. That one was not easy. That took a lot of time to put together. We worked with a producer, Rob Diener, from Contagious Music, who helped us do that. You know, we're a hard-rocking, driving metal band. This particular song definitely stretches the boundaries of that, you know, where we tried to use every musical resource that we had available to us, put it into a blender, and this song came out. Some people have said they think it's the best song we've ever done. I personally agree with that. But I also really like, you know, some of the other things we've done, too. So that's why we named the EP Everything's Fine. Of course, Everything's Not Fine. It's definitely sarcasm. You can tell that by looking at the album cover. But, yeah, that was a really hard one to put together, but it was worth it in the end.
Well, just a very well-constructed song. And I can imagine, I can only imagine, the different progressions within it. You know, it's got to be something to... difficult to put together, and then to go out and perform it live like you guys do, just mind-blowing. I mean, it sounds as good live. You know, always said Metallica sounds as good live, Skell sounds as good live, if not better than even what they put on recorded material. I mean, and that's a tribute.
Well, thank you for that. The only downside with a complicated song like Everything's Fine is you have to find a way to pull it off live. It's as true as it can be, considering you don't have all the extra overdubs. Mm-hmm. I sort of compare it to, I saw like an old video of the Rolling Stones playing You Can't Always Get What You Want, and they didn't have the choir, they didn't have all these other things, you know, it was just like the stripped down five-piece rock band playing that song, and it was still really cool, even though you didn't get to hear all those other things we're used to hearing on, you know, the radio for all these years. But they found a way to make it work. And, of course, when we wrote the song, it was just the four of us playing it. So some of that studio magic was experimentation after the fact. But we do our best to keep it honest and true. And, you know, I appreciate you liking it.
Of course, when you guys were putting material together for your EP, you obviously had a different drummer back then, your buddy Keith Queter, who unfortunately passed away. Obviously that was an EP that was dedicated to him. It had to be pretty special to have Keith's work included in that material.
Yeah, that was a really interesting time because the band was coming into a place where we were writing and we were liking our new material a lot, and our producer was very, very excited, and we were stretching out and sort of, for our own band, breaking some barriers, moving some new directions. And it was really great, and Keith Queter's playing on that EP is so fantastic. And I know a lot of you guys know about all the studio trickery that can be done with editing and things. I will tell you, his tracks are 100% unedited because he would not have it. He's like, that's the way I played it. I don't want anybody messing with any of my beats. That's the way it's got to be. So he played all that stuff, actually, as you hear it, all the way through, front to back. It was absolutely amazing.
That's stellar then, performance, stellar.
Oh, thank you so much. Then 3 years then pretty much he finished his tracks. We were still in the recording process, and then that's when he passed away unexpectedly. And ironically, next week is 3 years since he had passed, and that sort of coincides with the Heartbreakers ball gig pretty closely as well. So after he passed, we took some time off. We had to think about it, reflect, because we hadn't finished all of our tracks. That's why there was such a long delay in putting this record out, because, you know, we had to sit it down for a while and get our heads together. Then finally we figured, okay, we're ready. We went back in the studio, and we started to finish crafting this album. But as much as every band wants every album to be their best album, when you lose a member in the middle of making an album, that really stepped up the pressure and the commitment from us to try to do everything we could to make this the absolute best record we could possibly make in tribute to him and to us and our fans and, you know, everything involved. And, man, we went back into Mixon over and over and over, and I can't even tell you how many times. We just left no stone unturned with that record to make sure we got it as good as it could possibly be.
Well, I think you turned out a pretty impressive finished product, and you know, and what a way to memorialize Keith too, to be able to have that sound enshrined on that particular EP. I mean, that's something that you know, becomes a living legacy. Thankfully, that, you know, we're able to remember musicians and friends in this kind of form. I mean, it's you know, it's an awesome piece that becomes part of your life.
Well, that's very, very well said. There's another thing we're doing to help remember Keith too. I mean, we're going to talk about the Heartbreakers Ball, but also there's going to be Queter Fest 4. It's going to be at the Blue Haven February 24th, which is an event. It's where we get four or five bands, and we remember our friend Keith, and his dad plays there in his bands, and After the Fall and Skell and Dimwit. It's always a really fun time, and usually the profits are donated to charity.
Awesome, awesome. So February 24th, where is that going to be again?
That's going to be at the Blue Haven Lounge in Cheswick.
Blue Haven Lounge in Cheswick. All right, so mark your calendar there. And, of course, we'll talk more about the Heartbreakers Ball coming up February 10th. It is a Shady Lady production show. It is a Rock Done Right tour stop, and we'll get into that. But first, while we've talked about it so much, let's dig into that song.
Let's get it going.
Let's spin Everything's Fine and let you hear the complexities and the process. You can kind of sit back and listen in and maybe think for yourselves out there, listeners, and how the process worked on this, but it's a absolutely killer song by Skell.
It's taking away all I left behind. And I'll be here and you will remember
Lunch, dinner, drinks, and fun. The Rainbow Inn, located at 323 2nd Street in Freeport, is the place to stop for refreshingly good times and drink specials during all televised Pittsburgh sporting events. Open Monday through Saturday at 11 a.m., the Rainbow features monthly karaoke and an acoustic open stage and is home of the 24-ounce Man Can Special. Call 724-295-0130 today and don't miss out on all the fun at the Rainbow in Freeport. When you shop Bros' Superette at the top of South Main Street Hill in Butler, you're going to find them jam-packed, full of some of the best meats around. Deli meats and cheeses, homemade sides and salads, various cuts of steak, bacon, a full line of smoked beef sticks, hot cheese and more, and Butler's best hot sausage. And they're supporters of the local music scene as well, sponsors of the Grassroots Show and musicians themselves, as exampled by Austin and Diddy jamming out in the background. High on the hill and right on the price, it's Bros' Superette, corner of South Main and Rockenstein. Tell them the Grassroots Show sent you.
The Grassroots Show, Sunday nights at 7. Brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station, 97.7.
You found the Grassroots Show here tonight on The Rock Station, 97.7. Who needs a Super Bowl? We've got Skell. That's all you need to know. And we are streaming live at 977rocks.com. Don't forget the show is streaming and is archived as well for future playback. And I know this is one many will want to play back over and over because of the great music that is here tonight.
Yeah, we're going a little heavy tonight, aren't we?
Oh, I love
it. Going a little heavy.
You know, that's my baby.
That happens every now and then.
That happens. It needs to be done sometimes.
Yes, it does.
You know, some people call it a market correction. We're brought to you in part tonight by Bros' Superette. They're high on the hill and right on the price, and they've got some great, great food, great meals. And, if you just need hamburger to ham loaves to steaks or something for lunch, they've got it for you. Check out Jim and the crew right on South Main Street Hill in Butler. We are visiting with Mike Pallone. He is the guitarist for the band Skell and one of the founding members. And you just heard another song, After Everything's Fine, called Mindshite. Mike, give us a little background on that song. That's also from the latest EP.
Okay, Mindshite was the first song we started working on the new record. And this is going to blow some people's minds. Sometimes songs come together quickly. I know I said something similar about Everything's Fine. And sometimes they take a long time to put together. But this particular song actually took 6 years to write.
Wow.
We started writing it a long, long time ago, and we couldn't finish it. We knew we had something we liked. We kept working on it. Then we put it down for a couple months, and we'd work on it. We actually had a different version of the song we played out live. It didn't work very well, and we kind of messed it up on stage pretty well. So back to the drawing board yet again. Then we brought in the producer, Rob. We worked on it, and he helped us change it around and finally find the right pieces to make this song work. It's a straight-up metal song, but it's also very, very complex, and it's slightly layered as well with the middle breakdown. And this one, too, it's not like Everything's Fine. It's completely different. But I have a big background in progressive rock, and sometimes you'll see little hints and elements of that poke through in some of our songs, and like Everything's Fine, that middle breakdown spot in Mindshite also shows that, in my opinion. The title, it's a German word, and it means humanity. So it's super darn heavy, but it sort of has a positive meaning in there somewhere. So that's kind of what we're all about. A lot of complex time signatures, pretty difficult to play live. Our new drummer, Cameron Cruz Clark, he says that's the hardest one for him to play off the new record, but he's doing a pretty good job with it, and we're pretty happy with the song.
I know when you released the CD that a lot of people replied that that was their favorite one off of the CD. I've seen that posted quite a bit.
You know, it's funny how sometimes the artist can't always see the forest through the trees, because my thought on it was, well, first of all, Skell's in a funny position, because we're a very, very heavy band, too heavy like to play like the regular clubs where bands do cover songs, you know, but we're also not as heavy as like the true death metal hardcore scene, so we're sort of like in this nowhere middle land, so to speak, you know, and we're trying to write songs that have choruses and hooks but are still super wicked and heavy, you know, and I was wondering if that song might be possibly a little too heavy for some people's consumption. But to my happy surprise, that's one of the songs people said that they really liked the most, like you had mentioned. And it was it makes me think we're on the right track and she'd write even heavier.
That's very cool. Well, we'll be anxious for the next EP then. Just hope it doesn't take many, many months, years, or even 6 years, you know?
That probably will.
Mike, before we get too much further, tell us about the other guys. Tell us who else joins you in the band, Skell.
Okay, well, first and foremost, bass player Mike Ekus, longtime friend. We've been together for so long, I can't even think how long it's been, but it's been an incredible ride. We were together in a band called Whiskey High way back in the 90s. Mm. Whiskey High turned into Skell. And we've been in Skell ever since. He's a fantastic bass player, really talented. He can play all different types of music. And most importantly, he's one of my best friends, and he's just been so committed, and he's the rock that holds everything together in our band, just with his cool demeanor, you know, and just a privilege to have had the chance to work with him for so long. So then we go to Walter Wright, who Utah knows very well. He comes from a band called Cage. I believe they were from the Katanning area. Cage was a really good band. And Wally Wright is a great singer because he reminds me stylistically in a little bit like a Corey Taylor. Not that he sounds like him. He sounds like himself. But he's one of those few guys who can sing really super heavy, guttural, blistering stuff and then turn around. And he has a beautiful melodic voice, and he can really sing. And, you know, that helped change the sound of the band quite a bit because I realized we have this potential for this really awesome singer that needs to be reflected, you know. Any coach on a team wants to utilize the best talents they have on the field, and, you know, that's a big part of how Everything's Fine came to be. And not to mention, Wally has developed into, in my opinion, one of the best frontmen ever. He's really fantastic. He's large and in charge and on top of his game, and we couldn't be happier with him. And that brings us to the new guy, Cameron Cruz Clark, the young guy. Thank God we have a young drummer, because you need to be a young man in this game. He's 25 years old. He comes from a band called Black Sabbath Lives. He was also in an Alice Cooper tribute band. And go figure, I love Black Sabbath and Alice Cooper. What a perfect fit. You know, the first person that mentioned this guy to me was Utah. And I was like, I saw the Black Sabbath Lives band, and I'm like, there's no way. Because I didn't, he was so mature, he played the Sabbath parts like they should be. And I was thinking, oh, he's really, really good. There's no question. But I didn't think he had the chops. But Utah, he saw something, and he was right. So we auditioned him, and he came out and blew us away. I had no idea he could play so good, so complex, and be so in charge of what he's doing. So he's a fantastic addition to our band. He's really, really, really good. He can handle the Keith Queter parts, and we're so lucky to have him. We couldn't be happier.
Well, certainly it shows on stage, too. And, I mean, on you know, obviously on the EP, you have Keith on there. So, you know, people are going to have to come out and see Cameron Cruz, Clark, you know, live. I mean, but you guys together, I mean, the two Mikes and Wally, I mean, you guys have some magic when you step on stage. I mean, people need to understand when they come to see a Skell show. And I get this vibe from you guys. When you see you guys live, you see something that you should be seeing across the nation. I mean, you're not going to see anybody perform or play better than anybody else. I mean, I have that high regard for you guys that you could be, you know, people could be thinking these guys are from L.A. or New York, whatever. I mean, you know, not just Western Pennsylvania. So you got a great, great mix of extremely talented guys surrounding you.
Well, thank you so much, Bob. You know, the joke that I tell people is like, how come Skell never got signed? Shit, we forgot our pen.
I love it. Well, you guys are going to be part of a very special night. It is a Rock Down Right tour stop in February. It is the Heartbreakers Ball, and it is timed with intent right around Valentine's Day. And you guys are going to be part of a great show with Dragline and Lions in America and possibly another special guest or so. But you guys will, I kind of jokingly say, but I think people need to understand, crash helmets are required. I mean, you guys, you're going to hit people over the head with the music, that's for sure.
Well, one thing that's cool about Peter Beast is that's a club that lets us do our thing, unfiltered, raw. They let us turn up real loud. And so if you're going to come out to see Scale at Peter Beast, you're going to see the full concert assault, and we're really happy about that. And as far as the Heartbreakers balls go, the Heartbreakers ball goes, I'd like to thank Utah and Shady Lady Productions, because, you know, I'm sure we've been playing them for, I know we played one, I believe, in 2010. So I think this is like the third, fourth, possibly fifth one we've had the pleasure of playing. And they've all been top-notch events. We've always had such a great time. We were treated great. There's always fantastic turnout. And it's just like a great show to be a part of for the bands and for the fans as well. So please, by all means, come out and check out this gig.
Showtime will be right about 8 o'clock at the Rockin' Red Barn on February 10th. That'll be a great night. And no doubt, it's always a great time when Skell's in the lineup. So look forward to seeing you guys and in the performance. And where can people pick up the EP? I mean, outside of coming out and seeing you guys at the Heartbreakers, tell the folks a little bit about where they can find Skell online or whatever.
Well, the easiest place to get it, like you said, is at a show. But you can always get it at CD Baby. Or you can go to our website, and you can get it there. And our website is skellrocks.com, and our Facebook is Friends of Skell. Become friends with us, please. And we also have an app, which is kind of cool. If you have an Android phone, you can get the Skell app for free. Just look, go to the Google Play Store, download it, and you can get updates and pictures and stuff like that.
Nice.
You can support the Skell app. How cool is that?
Oh, that is awesome. I think you might be the first band that's introduced us to that, so we're going to have to download the app for sure.
So, please do.
Oh, awesome. Mike, always great to talk with you. Great to hear you guys. We love playing your music, and certainly excited to have you part of a Rock Done Right tour stop. And I know Utah's excited with Shady Lady Productions to have you part of the Heartbreakers Ball at Peter B's this year.
Love working with you guys. Always have. You're top-notch. You're professional. You're just good people. And I've enjoyed the relationship we've developed over the last 10 years or so.
Right on, Utah. Feel the same, brother.
Awesome stuff. Mike Pallone, guitarist for Skell. We got a couple more songs we're going to get to before we go. And if you could kind of tweak us a little intro for Deaf Ears, and then we're going to play Lose Myself. Could you tell us about those, Mike?
Deaf Ears. Okay. So Keith Tweeter, the drummer, was much more than the drummer. He was also a guitar player and a bass player and a singer. Now, the lick in Deaf Ears, you'll hear that. Keith wrote that on guitar. So he brought that song into us initially. Then we all finished the writing, you know. Pretty much I wrote most of the lyrics with help of Walter Wright. And it was, a lot of it was changed around and, you know, played with to caress it to get it just right. But that's really cool when you have a drummer who comes and says, "Hey, Mikey, can you play this on guitar?" I'm like, "Show me how you're doing it, and then I'll try it." Okay? And it turned into that song.
Wow.
So that's pretty fun. And as far as Lose Myself goes, Lose Myself was, it started out with me sort of like trying to do things different. You know, I heard Randy Rhoads years and years and years ago, he talked about, you know, all rock songs are like in the same keys. So that's why he talked about, he wrote that song Over the Mountain, and he did it in the key of G sharp, which is pretty weird and rare for like a rock song. So I've always thought about that, and I've always tried to write songs in different keys, okay? So this song I wrote it in the key of C minor. Everyone knows C is almost always C major, but I wrote it in C minor, like when you hear the chorus sing. And that's it. Definitely, they say D minor is the saddest of all keys. Well, C minor might be the second saddest. So, because, you know, it really has a different twang to it, because all your fingerings on guitar are like, you know, very comfortable for C major, but C minor, I almost had to like create a couple new chords. Well, new chords to me at least. So I got these different chords, and it's got this different feel. And that song, you know, it starts out, you know, it sounds like a heavy rock song, but when it hits the chorus, It gets a completely different flavor, and I think it has a lot to do with being in the key of C minor, you know. So that's kind of cool in our eyes.
That's very, very cool. Very cool. Mike Pallone, once again tonight, part of Skell, and we've got more music for you here tonight on the Grassroots Show. And look forward to seeing you out at the Heartbreakers Ball, Mike.
Look forward to doing it. Look forward to seeing all our fans in Utah, and hopefully you'll be there as well, Bob. And let's have a great night, everybody.
Deaf ears right now on the Grassroots Show here on the Rock Station 97.7.
Nothing. Dan Parr, owner of P&W Construction of Prospect, was a member of state championship football teams at Slippery Rock University. Dan knows what it takes to be the best, and that's exactly what you'll find in P&W Construction, Western Pennsylvania's leader in custom post-frame buildings, celebrating 36 years of building garages, house barns, utility, and commercial buildings. The dedication Dan showed on the football field has carried over to his building ethics. No shortcuts to perfection, just plain hard work. Call P&W Construction at 865-9590.
Time now for the Grassroots Concert Calendar on The Rock Station 97.7.
Catch Washboard Tony and Son at Cummings Coffee, Route 68 West, this coming Friday, February 9th, from 7 to 8:30 p.m., and it's free admission. Also catch Washboard and Son presenting a free show at the Butler YMCA Lobby Tuesday afternoon, February 13th, from 2 to 4 p.m. Check in on the new Comedy Night Open Mic Nights hosted by our friend T.J. Kulisavage at the Steamworks Creative on William Flynn Highway in Gibsonia, the first Monday of every month, beginning Monday, February 12th from 7 to 10. It's BYOB and over 21 and musicians. Check out Steamworks Creative for your opportunities to have a get-together. On the Shady Lady concert calendar, coming up on Saturday, February 10th, it's the Rock Done Right Tour stop for February, the Heartbreakers Ball at Peter B's. It's featuring Red Sun, Lions in America, Dragline, and Skell. And on March 10th, it's Ryan's Run, the March Rock Done Right Tour stop. Circle the calendar for that Saturday. That'll be at the Vagabonds in Lindora. And on March 17th, get ready for St. Patrick's Day Brutality, presented by Shady Lady Productions.
Now, back to the Grassroots Show, brought to you by Shady Lady Productions on The Rock Station 97.7.
It's the Grassroots Show here on The Rock Station 97.7, streaming as well, 977rocks.com. Don't forget, the show is archived for future playback as of Mondays. And we want to thank P&W Construction presenting this final segment of our show tonight. Great to have Mike Pallone in from the band Skell and hearing some of the great stories of their new EP and how long it took them to put that together, and some of the songs, how long it took for that to all come together. But in memory of Keith Queter, it's a great tribute and just a killer piece of material is that Skell EP. And we have a little ditty from Keith. We probably ought to give the folks a sample of that.
Yeah, why don't we do that? We played this as a tribute to him in the past, and it might be fitting to do that now. And remember, Queter Fest is coming up, as Mike mentioned. So that'll be at the Blue Haven Lounge in Cheswick, February 27th, I believe.
24th. Yeah, let's give a listen. This is Keith Queter and a little drum solo for you. Some fun stuff here tonight on the Grassroots Show.
Come on, bud. Tell me who the hell he is.
Well, there you have some of the a great example, I guess, of the talents of Keith Queter. Great to remember him that way.
Yep, and that was compliments of Bill Damiano from the AK Music Scene PA Rock Show. And I believe that was recorded out at a Rock for Life event
okay.
a while back.
Yeah, those guys will be a part of that, I'm sure, again, and have been for many, many years. So look forward to following the progressions of Skell, and keep your ears to the radio. You never know what's going to pop up around these
And if
parts.
You want to see them live, we'll see you February 10th at Peter B's.
There you
Bring
go.
Your helmet.
Bring your helmet, yep. Heartbreakers Ball on February the 10th. Of course, keep your ear to the radio as well. Every Friday morning, we are giving you another glimpse ahead into this year's Band Jam Grassroots Music Festival, where tickets are on sale now for Cooper's Lake Campground. As a matter of fact, you can even rent your spot now at Cooper's Lake Campground. They've officially started taking reservations for that as well.
And so far, we have announced Jeff Fetterman, Red Room Effect, and we talked about him in the opening segment of the show, the Highland Brothers Band.
Those are the three bands we've announced so far as part of the festivities that weekend. It is July 13th through the 15th. The Heart of the Music is Friday night, all day Saturday. You can come stay for the weekend. The Tin Can Rally Tourists group are going to be there again. We've got some other extra special surprises and carrying over events that we did last year. It's going to be a fantastic weekend of music.
TheBandJam.com. Get your tickets now.
There you go. Sixth annual. So we're going to wrap up the show. We're really going to crank you over the head. You thought this was heavy to this point, kids. This is why we tell you about crash helmets and seatbelts, because I hope you're sitting. We're going to play you a band that is actually out of Pittsburgh, and they've been together arguably 10 years, and just recently were signed to a major label. And boy, did that pay off quickly, because they were nominated this year for a Grammy Award in the Best Metal Performance category. And we say you need your crash helmet, because these guys are a metalcore band. You think Skell's heavy? Wait till you hear this. They're a metalcore band, and congratulations on the first major label release. That's pretty cool to see it. You know, to hear bands get signed to that kind of thing, and then they're part of the Grammys. You know, they did not win. Mastodon ended up winning the category they were in, but hey, to be rubbing elbows with those kind of people, pretty impressive.
Well, I'm sure everybody saw it, and wasn't it on TV?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody already knows all that, Bob. I'm sure they discussed that and showed it all.
Oh, no doubt about it, yeah. Kudos to the Grammys. That's like the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, yeah. Okay. Anyway, we're going to play Code Orange, their song called Forever, here tonight.
All right, and I say we take the show out with some Weapons of Choice and a nice little ditty called Open Face Knuckle Sandwich.
All right. Well, we'll take that to eat, and we'll see you next week. Sunday nights, 7 o'clock. It's the Grassroots Show. You're on The Rock Station 97.7.
Open my God's down.
Love your Honda? You'll love a new one even more. Check out the great February deals during the trade-in, trade-up sales event. Only at Honda North. WLER, Butler, Cranberry. This is the Rock Station 97.7.